When it comes to broadcasting, they say play the song, play the full song, but not this morning. Not this morning. Celebrating 43 years, and here to tell us more about it, our CEO, Dominic Karel Verhoef, and Janine will be chatting to him.
Our global.
International.
International. Yes, yeah. Capital letters, CEO. Yes. Karel Verhoef, good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, really, Janine? Thank you.
We're never going to forget this.
I can't compete with that song. Why did you cut it out?
Wait, what do you want to say? He can sing, everyone. We just want to say, he was up, you know, put Toby Mac up. Let's hear his voice.
Yeah, yeah. Music speaks a lot louder than I can ever speak.
Yeah, well.
So you've been here for a while.
Yeah.
We're 43 years of age. That's Radio Pulpit. And you've been here since?
28 years I've been here now, since 1996.
So Radio Pulpit at that stage was what, 15?
15 years, a teenager.
And now?
Now, if you're 43 years, you are quite mature and you're making a significant difference in society if you are 43 years old.
And
so that's what Radio Pulpit is doing.
To stay at some place, one place, for all of that time, you've seen a lot of changes. You've got a lot to be grateful for.
I can tell you a lot of things. So I've prepared a sort of a brief history for the next hour, if it's fine with
Breer,
you.
5 minutes.
43 years.
2 minutes.
For the next hour.
And it is basically organized in three main points, like every dominee does. Okay, now, Janine, yes, I've been here for quite a long. I've been everywhere. I grew up in the corridors of this organization. I started off on inquiries, which was the best thing that happened to me. Because that's how I got to learn the impact that Radio Pulpit is doing out there.
Yeah, and you can see exactly what's on the heart of the people. I was thinking when we were talking about what we're grateful for all of these years, you must be very grateful that the process to get audio on air and out in the country is not the same as it was when you came here.
No. I'm very grateful for the whole digitization of the broadcasting industry. It made things a lot easier. However, I can tell you we did great before the computer as well. Now, Radio Pulpit, the basic message is still the same. It's just the packaging and the format that changes, but the message stays just the same.
Well, I'm just thinking, these days you take your cell phone, you shove it in someone's face and you say, talk. And 3.5 seconds later, you can have it on air. You can WhatsApp it to someone. WhatsApp is on this side and here it goes out. But when people started out, it was on reels and cut with.
Yeah.
We actually had training last week with Marula Media.
Yeah.
And they were telling us about Betty Kemp was there. And she's must been there forever as well. And the process of cutting and splicing.
I saw that all year. You had to be pre-selected to speak on Radio Pulpit. They research your whole family life and your IQ and all your sense. Today, anyone can send a WhatsApp and we broadcast. So you call that the decentralization of the airwaves, meaning that the listener also now becomes a presenter, which is a tremendous, shall we say, turnabout in the broadcasting industry.
It's also a responsibility because now we better check before we put stuff out. In that, when we started out, it was a thing to get something on air, and you made very sure that what went out on air is what you agree with. These days, it's even a risk to do that.
But you know, all of us and our listeners all individually are missionaries themselves.
Yes.
So we have to give the responsibility back to them as well. For every day where they get into society, they speak the Bible, the truth. Mm-hmm. So we have to empower our listeners to be presenters as well on air, as well as presenters in the kingdom out there.
Okay, tell me what you're grateful for. Give me a list.
Well, firstly, our listeners. Plan. You know, if we didn't have listeners, we could just have switched off this whole station. Yeah. We have so many loyal listeners, you know, and I can tell you almost on a daily basis, I meet new people who tell me, yes, hey, hello, I grew up with Radio Pulpit. Oh, yeah, my mum used to listen. People in high places, you know, who makes decisions about other people. And when they see, and I wear this jacket quite often, they see Radio Pulpit. Oh, Radio Pulpit, yeah. I'm a listener as well. I listened the other day to this and that and that and that. It is just astonishing the number of listeners we have and have had all through the years. Janine, that's the first thing that I'm grateful for. The platforms, you know, we are grateful that we can still broadcast on 657 AM. However, that is under threat. I mean, our service provider, Sentech, gave us indication that they have the intention of disembarking or discontinuing medium wave. So we are progressing quite well with finding alternative broadcasting platforms. However, we added a streaming platform, DStv, OpenView. We're planning some more streaming channels for Radio Pulpit. We're launching a WhatsApp channel this coming week. We've launched a YouTube channel. And so it goes on. Yeah, you must watch our podcasting strategy that we've got on the table. Now, Janine, we are going global. We are going to be a global player in the next 10 years.
That's very, very exciting. Thank you, Lord, for technology. Hallelujah. For whoever was inspired for every single platform. And if you're going to put it out there somewhere, we're going to be there. And what you got a list here. Hoi.
Well, can I just say, don't forget artificial intelligence. Now, that's going to become the new evangelical mission field, the world of artificial intelligence.
Yeah, because we've got to train them.
We're going to be there.
Yes.
That's exactly. How did you... You are a futurist, Jenny. We will be there. We will train artificial intelligence. That is what we're going to do, to be missionaries.
Because it can be done.
Of course.
And if it can be done, we can be there.
That is where we need to play.
Yes.
I am so grateful for thousands and thousands of donors that have supported this ministry for decades. I've met quite a lot of them. And you know, some of them give handsomely, others give 10 rand to 50 rand, but they are loyal. And without the donors, we could not have sustained this ministry for 43 years. Janine, the testimonies that I hear out there on air, as well as people meeting me in the street, just telling me of what they heard on Radio Pulpit, what it has done to them to transform them. You know, average people coming on here and talking of the God of God's goodness, how He performed a miracle in their lives, how He is just, how you guys are inspiring them. I can also give testimony, you know, in the morning when I drive here and I hear the two of you, it reminds me that I should stay calm behind my wheel.
Why not? Really? Calm, Nogal.
I can have a good temper on the road, please. Yeah. You're not mistaken. But when I hear the chirpiness of you two, it calms me down.
Wow.
And I think there are thousands of hundreds of thousands of other people who can say the same. But Janine, the testimonies that we've gathered all through the decades of people sharing God's goodness over the airwaves. I must tell this quickly. I know we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
I heard on another secular radio station the other day, they had an interview with a lady about her cancer, and now she lost a child at birth.
Sure.
And she said on another national Christian radio station, I negotiated with God that if He would save my child, I will give my testimony on Radio Pulpit.
There you go. That
well,
would be great.
Thank you very much. Then, Janine, I'm almost finished. Our assets, this building. We've got so many great plans. I won't spill them now, but there's some great stuff happening with our asset, which is called our building. And then lastly, colleagues. I've met wonderful colleagues over the years, of which you two are, of course, two of the most well-known colleagues. There are lots of people behind the scenes here who other people don't know. I used to be one. They perform a fantastic work to enable other colleagues to do what they do, especially the two of you as well. So I can go on. Just lastly, I am so excited about the plans we have on the table. Partnerships. You know that we've renewed our partnerships with UCB International. We had the CEO of UCB UK here and the CEO of UCB Pacific in Australia here a month ago. So our global partners are renewed. We are at the brink of signing a memorandum of understanding and cooperation with Moody Bible Institute and Radio in Chicago. We are going to become an affiliate, a satellite campus for Moody Radio.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I will tell more about that. And then, of course, our partnership with Northwest University for the Pitch Your Business campaign that's in its second year. And this thing is going to grow, I tell you now. Janine, yeah, well, in short, that's what I'm grateful for. I can't stop speaking.
Well, just before we get to the news at 8 o'clock, we just want to say from our side, as presenters as well, thank you for keeping the wheels turning. We don't want to know what you guys do up there and the decisions you have to make up there, but it is a privilege. I've had opportunity to go to mainstream radio as well, and never, ever, ever would that give you meaning presenting at a Christian radio station.
Oh, yes.
I would never, ever, ever waste 1 second on any other station that doesn't have the stake and the heart for Jesus like this one does.
Yes.
So thank you very much and happy day.
Happy birthday to you and to all the listeners celebrating with us. We're going to have a great 43 years support here at Radio Pulpit, but we will celebrate on air as well all through the day.